When Pam Oss heard a bald eagle squawking outside of her house this week, she knew it was the right time to break out the video camera.
Okay, I keep hearing these calls for me. I open my door and... oh. Mr. Eagle keeps calling me.
Mr. Eagle wasn't the only one out on her porch. In short order, Little Fox and her two house cats named Gizmo and Suitcase had all gathered for their close-up. Oz took about a minute of tape, went back inside, and then added the footage to her YouTube channel, as she's been doing for the past 4 years. She mostly forgot about it until her daughter called her up to let her know that her video was getting hits from across the country.
I was excited because I had 1,700,000+ hits on all my videos combined, and today I just looked on there and I had over 2 million.
CBS, The Huffington Post, and Gawker Media all linked to the video within 24 hours of it being posted, and Oz says that the attention hasn't stopped.
I made me a list. I just opened it up just a couple hours ago, and it's amazing. Good Morning America and ABC News. Journalist from Australian News wants to do a story. Fox News wants to put the video on one of their nighttime shows. You know, one of those, like, with Greg something. I don't have TV at home. But, and Yahoo wants rights to it.
Footage of cats getting stuck in boxes or playing with string is popular enough on its own. But the phenomenon of interspecies BFF videos, as in best friends forever, is internet gold. That might be why Oz's video has struck a chord, even though that she thinks that seeing the national bird around Unalaska is as common as spotting a pigeon in New York City. She doesn't expect that locals will be terribly impressed by her tape.
No, they'd go, big deal. I could have taken that on my porch, you know? Probably.
While the footage Oz shot this week might have shown peaceful interactions between her furry and feathered friends, other videos show slightly more hostile encounters. One features an eagle slapping away a tabby cat, and two others show her kitties duking it out with a fox over a can of tuna. If anything, the fact that these animals gathered peacefully is a cause for concern for her. It's been a rough winter in Unalaska, and she thinks that wild animals are interacting with humans a lot more because they're struggling to find food.
With all the snow and the bitter cold and everything that we're usually not getting here, they're begging a whole lot this winter.
For their part, people in Unalaska are mostly amused by the attention this video has been getting. They've also been tickled by YouTube comments that have suggested that the video is fake. But mostly, residents like Elizabeth Johnson are confused as to how Oz even manages to upload these videos given the town's notoriously slow internet speeds.
It must have taken her all day to get that uploaded to YouTube. With a few meltdowns and probably a couple curse words and a couple calls to the phone to her cable company or whatever. What's going on?
Oz's solution? Stand up, walk away from the computer, and admire the wildlife. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.